Chapter 4. Now Solomon was king over all Israel. And these were his chief men: Azariah, the son of Zadok, was the priest; Elihoeph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were scribes; Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was the recorder; Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was head of the army; Zadok and Abiathar were priests; Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over those in authority in the different divisions of the country; Zabud, the son of Nathan, was priest and the king's friend; Ahisha was controller of the king's house; Adoniram, the son of Abda, was overseer of the forced work. And Solomon put 12 overseers over all Israel, to be responsible for the stores needed for the king and those of his house. Every man was responsible for 1 month in the year. And these are their names: the son of Hur, in the hill country of Ephraim; the son of Decher in Makers and Sha'albim and Beth Shemesh and Elon Bethhanan; the son of Hest in Arabath, Soko, and all the land of Hefer were under his control; the son of Abinadab in all Naphathdor. His wife was Tapphath, the daughter of Solomon; Bana, the son of Ahilud, in Tanakh and Megiddo, and all Bethshean which is by the side of Zarethan, under Jezreel, from Bethshean to Abel Meholah, as far as the far side of Jokmeim; the son of Geber in Ramoth Gilead. He had the towns of Yeh, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead, and the country of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great towns with walls and locks of brass; Ahinadab, the son of Edo, in Mahanaim; Ahimaaz in Naphtali. He took Basemath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife; Bana, the son of Hushai, in Asher and Aloth; Jehoshaphat, the son of Peruah, in Issachar; Shimei, the son of Elah, in Benjamin; Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites; and Og, king of Bashan. And one overseer had authority over all the overseers who were in the land. Judah and Israel were as a great in number as the sand by the seaside, and they took their food and drink with joy in their hearts. And Solomon was a ruler over all the kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines, and as far as the edge of Egypt. Men gave him offerings and were his servants all the days of his life. And the amount of Solomon's food for 1 day was 30 measures of crushed grain and 60 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen from the fields, and 100 sheep, in addition to harts and gazelles and roes and fat fowls. For he had authority over all the country on this side of the river, from Tifsa to Gaza, over all the kings on this side of the river, and he had peace round him on every side. So Judah and Israel were living safely, every man under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And Solomon had 4,000 boxed-off spaces for horses for his carriages, and 12,000 horsemen. And those overseers, every man in his month, saw that food was produced for Solomon and all his guests. They took care that nothing was overlooked. And they took grain and dry grass for the horses and the carriage horses, to the right place, every man as he was ordered. And God gave Solomon a great store of wisdom and good sense, and a mind of wide range, as wide as the sand by the seaside. And Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the people of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, even than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman and Calcol and Dada, the sons of Mehol, and he had a great name among all the nations round about. He was the maker of 3,000 wise sayings, and of songs to the number of 1,005. He made sayings about all plants, from the cedar in Lebanon to the hyssop hanging on the wall, and about all beasts and birds and fishes and the small things of the earth. People came from every nation to give ear to the wisdom of Solomon, from all the kings of the earth who had word of his wisdom.